This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. India scripted history by winning the ICC Men's T20 World Cup title for record third time, beating New Zealand by 96 runs in the final match at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad tonight. Chasing a massive target of 256 runs set by the Suryakumar Yadav-led men in blue, the New Zealand got bundled out for just 159 runs in 19 overs. Jasprit Bumrah bagged highest 4 wickets and was adjudged player of the match. Earlier, after being invited to bat first, India scored 255 runs, the highest ever total in a World Cup final, at the loss of 5 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. Opening batter Sanju Samson once again emerged as highest scorer with 89 runs off just 46 balls. Samson was also adjudged as player of the series for his consistent performance. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have congratulated the Indian cricket team on winning the ICC Men's T20 World Cup. In a social media post, President Murmu said, India has the proud distinction of being the only country to win the cup 3 times and it is also the only team to win the cup twice in a row. Vice President Radhakrishnan said the nation celebrates this glorious victory with immense pride. Prime Minister Modi also said this remarkable triumph reflects exceptional skills, determination and teamwork. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth around 33,500 crore rupees in New Delhi yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said the facilities and infrastructure in the national capital are being steadily strengthened and expanded. He said the projects launched will strengthen infrastructure, improve connectivity and enhance the ease of living of people in the city. He said the new metro section will provide a significant benefit to millions of residents of the capital.
Jo metro ka naya section shuru hua hai usse rajdhani ke lakhon logo ko bahut badi suvidha milne wali hai khas taur par purvi aur uttar purvi Delhi ke logon ke liye ab roz ka safar pehle se kahin zyada aasan hoga in sab ke sath hi Ghaziabad Noida फरीदाबाद और गुरुग्राम जैसे एनसीआर के शहरों से दिल्ली के अलग-अलग हिस्सों में आना जाना और भी आसान हो जाएगा.
On lapses at President Draupadi Murmu's event in West Bengal, Prime Minister Modi accused the TMC government in West Bengal of insulting President Murmu. In the backdrop of the controversy relating to the breach of protocol during President Draupadi Murmu's visit at the International Indigenous and Santhal Conference in Siliguri, West Bengal, State Chief Secretary Nandini Chakravarti has sent a report to the Union Home Secretary. Along with the report, several documents explaining the entire matter in detail has also been forwarded to the Ministry of Home Affairs. According to the sources, the report outlined the sequence of events, the administrative steps taken and the reasons behind the decisions made in connection with the incident. The report also provides a detailed explanation of why the Chief Minister was not present at the event. The second phase of budget session of Parliament will commence today and will continue till 2nd of April. Lok Sabha is scheduled to take up a resolution seeking removal of Speaker Om Birla today. The notice will be moved by 3 Congress members, Mohammad Javed, K. Suresh and Malu Ravi. If the resolution is taken up by the Lok Sabha, Mr. Birla will not preside over the proceedings and instead he will sit among members. The BJP and the Congress have issued a 3-line whip to the Lok Sabha MPs, directing them to be present in the House till Tuesday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the post-budget webinar on the theme Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Fulfilling Aspirations of People through video conferencing today. Under this theme, multiple breakout sessions will be organized across sectors including education and skilling, health and Ayush, tourism and hospitality, among others. The discussions will cover initiatives such as strengthening education to employment pathways, development of animation, visual effects, gaming and comics, Buddhist circuits in the northeastern region and heritage tourism promotion. And that is the end of this news bulletin.